This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Guys, are we podcasting? Let's do this bad boy.
We're
podcasting.
Would you please rate, review, and subscribe? Because that's good. And then also come see us on tour.
Oh my gosh. We're not doing very many dates. And so I think everyone's like, well, they'll add more. We really can't because we have culmination. We have to be back for May because we both have kids graduating from fifth grade.
Fifth grade, like that's a thing.
Yeah.
But it is. And you better show up and have some cake and give a card and balloons and stuff because fifth grade culmination is...
Yeah, and that's how you know that we're real moms and that we are involved in our kids' lives because we're like, we can't go do shows across the country because we have to do shit for fifth graders.
I'm not bagging on fifth grade graduation because I will be there with tears in my eyes.
I will be really sad.
I think I'm going to be sad too because I love his friends and his class that he's grown up with for so long, and they're kind of going to go to different schools and that's going to suck. Some of them
I'm literally thinking about that right now. And I'm like, that's not what I'm going to miss. But I love Eleanor's class. We have neighborhood kids that go to the same school, so they'll be in our lives after this, you know, they don't go to the same school.
Yeah.
But I love our little elementary school. It's been like a dream, and this is our last because you have Delilah, so you don't have to say goodbye to your school yet.
Nope, not ready.
The weird thing is, do you remember when you were in college and then you would go back to the same college bar like a year later and you were like, this is going to be totally normal. It's going to be...
Nope.
Like awesome. And then you'd go in and you're like, how do I feel 40?
Yeah.
You know, like I'm 24 and I'm going back to this college town I used to go to. And you feel like a year out, 2 years like, out is 20 years out.
So low in this joint.
Yeah. You're like, what a hellhole. Why did I ever think this place was cool?
It's not clean.
Everybody in here is acting like assholes.
Yeah.
Was I like that?
Now I'm so modified.
I know. I'm like, geez, what's happened? So yeah, I'm really sad to see that we're coming towards the end of the time at our little elementary school.
I'm a little excited, though, too, because my son has always been a little bit of a Boy Scout without being a Boy Scout. Like, the difference in, like, behavior in his classroom for the fifth grade, like, it's starting to get very vast. Like, kids have, like, decided. Yeah, they've decided, like, either they're going to be a naughty kid who's going to, like, not do their homework and talk and get other kids in trouble, or they've decided they're going to be, like, the studious kid.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, luckily, has decided that he's going to be the studious kid. And when kids are talking too much, he will cry.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to miss Friday fun day where we get...
Yeah, it used to give me anxiety too. Although then I would be the one that was having like uncontrollable, impulsive conversations. So then I'd get mad at myself.
Oh my God, I was
deep
the talker.
Dive.
I can't act like I wasn't.
Hey, you're not holding my attention. Do you want to have a conversation? Do you want to have a conversation? They were like, knock it off. And I was like, I just need to talk to someone.
I can't imagine you as an adult in a fifth grade classroom, like
Very popular.
For sure. Work in the room in every direction, literally.
Big fan with the kids, not a big fan with authority figures. They were like, you're really
teaching the wrong thing. The history of California. I didn't know that was a form of poetry. And hey, look over here. The life cycle of a frog. Wow. What are you doing? That's a cool pencil.
They don't
have
me volunteer a lot. They're like, can you go do park cleanup by yourself? Sure. Yeah, I know everything needs to get clean. Give me a bottle of Windex. I get it.
Oh, God. I just remembered this until now. Please tell me this was not you. But there used to be this thing where if kids could not control themselves from talking or if they could not cheat on tests, they would put up these like corrugated cardboard like dividers just around. No.
No, no, no. Let's get something clear. I put those up myself.
Because you just knew your limitations.
I knew my limitations. And also, I didn't want people cheating off my test. Even though I wasn't even sure I was going to do well, I just was like, everybody's out for me.
I don't trust anybody.
And then yeah. I would do
She's
a lot
got
of
your arm like yeah. hooked around. Like,
oh my God. Yeah. For sure. And then I would do a lot of this. And I would peek out or I'd peek over and they were like, oh, Jesus. They'd put me in a room by myself.
I know. I would walk by those kids that were in those and I'd be like, it just feel it's a hell of your own making, man. Get out of this.
Let me tell you, when they were, and I say this with a sense of humor, when they were sort of on the fence as to whether or not I was full-blown ADD, which they have to send, you know, a professional to the room, they were like, there was this report this guy had to follow me around all day, and it was Spirit Week, so I was dressed like as it was like I was a nerd. I was a like I dressed in all these different characters
all in the same day,
and I knew for a fact I did do a costume change. Nobody did that, and I knew for a fact that that guy was taking notes on my behavior, and so I would like look at him and I'd be like, "How am I doing?" And he's like, "You aren't really supposed to talk to me." And I'm like, "We're gonna be friends by the end of this. You're gonna know
I can't not acknowledge you, sir."
And the report came back and. In one of the notes, it said that in science, I sharpened my pencil 16 times.
Ooh.
No memory.
Like going up to a pencil sharpener and doing it right at your desk.
Like, no, I'm getting up.
God, I would have been stuck next to that pencil sharpener and I would have been like, oh my God, Kristen. Are you seeing this and making notes stir?
What made me realize is that I did have it. Like there was some truth to what was being said is that I had no memory of doing that. I was like, I didn't. And the guy like wrote down timestamps of every single time. I go, was I doing bits? Because I'm sure I was doing some good work. Was I strolling by to see how everybody's weekend was? Because that's different.
I was going to say, I just remember the kids that were behind those like wood grain paneling dividers.
Yeah.
They were hella funny and felt like a loss when they had to be in there.
I was not behind one of those officially. Like I said, I did put my trapper keeper up and made one of my own.
Sure.
But I think because I knew I had this weird thing where I was like wanted to be high on the I wanted to get good grades because that is a marker of intelligence. In my brain, like a good grade meant you were smart. And so when I was getting like a B minus, I was like, well, it doesn't mean I knew I was supposed to be doing better than that. So I would just work so hard. But then I had all these like impulse control issues. It was like it was a real disaster, you guys. And then they put me on some Quaaludes and I got fine. I'm doing great. Look at me. What are we talking about? Valentine's Day?
We were going to talk about Valentine's Day. So did you just hear it said we were having pizza in my kitchen?
Yeah.
And this is a thing, and I remember this being a thing, where they do these, like, Valentine grams, where it's, like, a fundraiser for the school, and they cost, like, $1, and you get, like, whatever, a sucker and a little, like, they pass out their regular ones in class, but she's trying to, like, play me a little bit.
Wait, what?
So, okay, you get
I'm now invested.
Okay,
I was thinking
so say
about
there's
myself.
20, so, say there's 25 kids in your third grade class. You bring 24 Valentines to everybody for your Valentine's box, like your exchange.
Okay.
But they do this fundraiser sometimes where you can get like a special Valentine or like candy gram thing that is like, you know, like a Mylar balloon on
but
a stick
you buy
or whatever.
It for your kid or they buy it for other
Either
kids?
Either or. The kids can buy it for other kids or parents can buy it for the kids. So I always give both the kids like enough money to buy for everybody one of those.
Oh, that's nice, Jen.
And then I say, you know, get one for your brother, for your teacher, for like whatever, you know, because the money goes back to the school, right?
You're like, yeah.
But she goes, how come the only ones that I get are the ones that go to everybody?
Save it, sister. Let's just sit down and talk about
that
it.
That is the story of most of our lives.
I still have Galentine's and I am married.
You can't. Valentine's Day set up to disappoint.
It
so
is
you have
set
gotta,
up to disappoint.
I think you got to take Valentine's Day by the reins and make your own fucking joy on that day.
Truth.
And I am talking soup
to
nuts
I'm not going to a restaurant paying
joy.
$32 for freaking red sauce, marinara, and penne pasta that I get for $4 at
I'm
home
sorry.
And it tastes better.
You want to eat at 9:25, which is the only time you can get a reservation at this place? No, thank you. Like my husband and I, for sure, if we do anything, we go like 2 days before, 2 days after. Plus, I'm not paying premium prices for a sitter. I know I'm with a sure thing if I want it, so I don't need to impress anybody.
No,
Yeah.
You gotta just put the kids to bed and just be like, hey, I'm not wearing pants. Boom, done. Valentine's Day. $0.
Exactly.
I know I sound like such a curmudgeon, but I've never liked Valentine's
Day. Everybody across the board is kind of the same
way. No, because I have friends that are like, buy me this and, you know, like big bouquets of flowers. Oh, and
then their husband cheats.
I don't think so.
Well, the only time you're doing anything real braggy on Valentine's Day is if you're saying I'm sorry.
I think I feel guilty about something 2 years ago
when
I was on
a... Your husband buys you a vacuum. You know you're in a content marriage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your husband gets you like some bling.
Flowers at Trader Joe's. That's what I get and I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, don't go... They mark them up during Valentine's Day, man. Like, wait a week and then buy me the bouquet.
That's what I'm saying. Get it early.
Get it early.
I want a Roomba. I'm dropping hints right now.
I mean, that's sexy.
I mean, we got a lot of dog hair.
I will say this. I remember in high school, I can't remember if it was like those little Mylar balloons on a stick or if they were actual roses. I cannot remember. Or maybe like even cheapy, shitty carnations. But you could, for $1, send one to someone, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, ain't nobody... And I see you, Danelle, with your 18 from various
suitors.
People. Suitors. Those are all individually purchased. I get it. And it's like crickets over in the old Kristen camp. So yeah. Lynn and I would send them to each other and we would write like, we would write like admirer notes that sounded like it could have been like someone writing to us. But we didn't try to hide our handwriting. So in the biggest swoop-dee-doo,
clearly
writing,
from another girl,
I'm watching you and you're so beautiful. I hope we can meet later or something. And I would read the card like, oh, who's this? Who's this? And it's
so
like
the fear of appearing single was much worse to you than the fear of appearing lesbian in the seventh grade. It's impressive.
I'm sorry, I was a 10th grader. Did I bury the lead that this happened in high school? That's how it went.
I did have a boyfriend in high school, and it's a lot of pressure because you don't have the kind of scratch available that you need to get the kind of gift that people are expecting.
It's just not my holiday, man. Even with kids, like, it's cute, and, like, I'm like, what? Like, it just seems like one more thing that I have to think about. God, I'm such a curmudgeon. I love Christmas. I love Thanksgiving. I can even get behind, like, Arbor Day. I'm into trees.
Hey, I think we all feel the same thing. I feel this a little bit this way about New Year's Eve. See, it's a money grab.
Yeah.
It's like they just set it up to get you to have to send a card to somebody, buy an expensive gift, and I'm not on board for it. Like, if the nicest somebody is to me is the middle of February— once a year. I don't need that person.
Right. And that's accurate. Do you want to hear the saddest Valentine's Day story ever?
Oh, God. Is it from your childhood?
No, those were pretty good. Okay. Those ones I teed up were pretty good. My mom has a card that she signed that she brings out and gives to my dad every year. And it's been the same card for 11 years. She brings it out.
It's so genius.
She hands it to him. He is wooed every time. And she puts it back in her drawer for the next Valentine's Day.
That's pretty amazing.
And I think she's been doing that to me.
You know, I think it's a testament to how organized
she is. She's very organized.
Yeah,
oh, God,
that's
don't get
incredible.
Her started. But she is so good about, like, she gets shit to me on time, and I just remembered it's her anniversary tomorrow. Oh.
Ooh! Uh-oh.
She always does this. This is what she says. This is how you know you have a boomer parent. I know that with your lifestyle, you do things different, but a card is always nice.
Somebody else's anniversary.
You're technically supposed to send anniversary cards
not.
To some. Yes, you are, I think.
For like 50th, but the big milestone ones where you're literally saying,
I think,
like,
that was last year and I forgot.
Hey,
too.
I lost this bet. Congratulations.
Yeah, 50 years they've been married. Yeah. 51 tomorrow.
That's amazing. But that's like between them, and that's for them to celebrate.
It's real romantic. She's like, let me redo this one. But I wonder if she's thinking like me. I just save myself $18.
I do have a tradition that I do with my husband every Valentine's
Day.
Gross.
I don't want to hear it.
He wishes. No. I go, I'm always at the dollar store. You know, that's a part of my weekly thing. So I
Trey's
go to
like,
the-
I fall asleep.
I know. So hot. I go to the dollar store and I find a card in another language that's like got really scripty writing and that I don't know what it says, but it has hearts
God,
and like bears
like,
and stuff. And then
I want to try butt stuff. That's what I hope it says.
I think he does.
It's
too.
A dollar store. It's a dollar store.
It might.
It could It could be a misprint.
Totally. So, and I always write the same thing on the inside that says, whatever this says, I mean it.
That's hilarious. Every year. You guys have funny bits.
It's the exact same thing.
My husband's always like, oh, I went to Trader Joe's. I got some flowers.
There weren't that many left.
There was no parking.
Yeah. Oh. My husband is the exact same way. He's like, well, I went to get you some, but of course I wait till 4 o'clock on Valentine's Day. So all they had is this succulent bouquet.
Everything you need to know that about sucks. Britt, you know, when Jen told the story about how he knew it was his day to go to the dentist and he starts the morning with the electric toothbrush and uses it all day long.
Oh my God.
Because he's trying to backpedal, not doing enough dentally.
I literally texted him today to say, here's what my shower schedule is going to be for today. Mm-hmm. You haven't gotten one yet. I know you're going somewhere.
You're going to want to start the second I do.
Please plan ahead.
Yeah.
Please plan ahead anywhere in your life. Anywhere on anything, I will give you a pat on your back if you plan ahead just one time. Just one time.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
Uh-oh. No, butt sex, not happening.
No.
Are we going to talk about Ariana? What we heard today about Vanderpump Rules?
Oh, I don't even know about that show, okay. But I know there's somebody that's into butt stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was the headline. I'm like, whatever you're into, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that because I'm barely doing the other stuff.
I didn't know there was a woman that preferred butt stuff over the
reg. I don't think there is. Please don't send us messages. Rumor. Look, I think people are going to get way more turned on talking about that Costco refrigerator that you posted where everybody's weighing in than whether or not somebody's into backdoor stuff.
Sure. Would my husband like...
Look at Trey. He knew it was going to be like
shit. I was waiting for this to happen.
Trey, we were nice on the first one.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
As you know, we both, we'll talk about it on the show. We spend a lot of time in the car with our kids. We're currently California moms, and all the driving that goes along with that, that's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. We're either at school drop off, pickup, weekend trips, doctor visits to soccer.
You're going somewhere. You're always in the car. There's weekend trips. There's club sports, whatever it is, usually has a driving requirement.
Upon hours. And sometimes good ones and sometimes not so.
Uh-huh. And sometimes there's other ones.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. I know for my gang, one of the hardest parts in my car ride is deciding what we're going to listen to, like something we can all agree on. Like, no judgment here, folks. A lot of parents have basically surrendered to AirPod life. As long as you don't hear F-bombs, you're like, whatever.
I know. It's just easier. I get it, but...
Right. We want to tell you about a new podcast called Wild Interest that has something for all of us, even me, so we can all enjoy listening together as a family.
Wild Interest? What's that about, Jenny?
Let me tell you. It's hosted by kids, and the shows are about whatever the kids are interested in. So great. Like anything from science to history, interviews with NFL quarterbacks.
I'm into that.
And they mix in jokes, riddles, fun.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? It's very fun. The best part is the hosts are my kids' age, so they can totally relate.
That's very cool.
I can't relate, but I'll enjoy it.
You'll
though,
enjoy it.
Because they're enjoying it.
That's right. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. You'll learn something and your kids will love it. Find Wild Interest anywhere you get your podcasts. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, man. We're heading into spring cleaning. We're heading into spring everything. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about Bowl and Branch to boot.
What makes you feel like fresher and lighter than a good night's sleep on nice, clean, super soft, luxurious sheets?
Nothing. I mean, Bowl and Branch brings it. And I don't know what magic they have in these sheets, but they get softer as you wash them. And I honestly, there's nothing I enjoy more than knowing at the end of the night, I get to pull back my comforter and just squeeze into this delicious bed that feels like it's someone giving me like a horizontal high five. That sounds sexy, but so are Bowl and Branch sheets.
It's true. You can feel the quality and
immediately, okay?
That's right. I'm telling you, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, there have been thousands of positive reviews. They're the best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every wash. They feel buttery soft, even super breathable, so they're perfect for warm months ahead. And they are loved by millions of sleepers. Get this, there are over 11,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, they're 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free of toxins. And I feel like you can tell. You're going to be able to tell right away. They have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month if you don't love them, but you will. You can send them right back.
Here's one thing I'm going to tell you that's really fun is we are redoing my daughter's bedroom. We're switching bedrooms for her. So she has a big girl bedroom. And the first thing we're going to do is get some Boll & Branch sheets so she can every night feel very special getting into her bed. I really just hope that it also helps her want to make her bed. But look, as long as she sleeps in that delicious thing, that's all that really matters.
You know, you can also get her a Boll & Branch blanket now that they have. They're like these cloud-like duvets, fluffy pillows, so many more things.
She's very, very lucky. And there's all sorts of colors and there's all sorts of prints and it's just very beautiful. And it really does feel like you're doing yourself a real favor. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code HARD at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, bollandbranch.com. Promo code HARD.
Exclusions apply. See site for details.
My husband, I'm sure in the same way, would like to like rob a bank and see what that feels like to get away with. I think he would probably do it.
Rob a bank.
Me too. Are you kidding me?
I mean, if we're talking that kind of scratch, I mean, I'm saying
No, that you get money out of it?
Yeah.
Well, Valentine's Day hint, husband.
Man, outside of a couple of hit and misses that were unintended, this is a
couple
untapped territory. And I'm saying that's got to be worth something.
Oh,
disgusting.
God.
Why can't it be? Look at me. Why can't it be hot?
Hey, look.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
We all choose our different paths, and mine is the
path
well traveled.
Least resistance.
Yeah,
I'm just a big no on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm the most boring wife, and I'm
say,
fine.
My
with
husband's
it.
Always like, "Do you feel like do you want to give me a BJ?"
I'm like, "Feel like I want to?"
And always the one part of that is I'm like, "Absolutely not." Like, do you want to negotiate? Because we could. And maybe that would be more Valentine's Day ready. But I need to know there's some things that are going to happen for me.
Listen, I had my wisdom teeth taken out 8 years ago. I'm in no condition to make you happy. Isn't there something else I could do, like lay there and watch
TV?
Yeah,
please.
While
you... God, just want something else on the menu, man.
Oh, marriage. Yeah, no wonder. I mean... I think that's what we're saying. There's no way our husbands are bored of the Steady Eddie.
He's like, we've only done it 8 times. I'm just kidding. In the beginning, he was like, you wanted to do it all the time. And I was like, yeah, it was fast and loose, and I didn't know you as well.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I love him. But I hate Valentine's Day. I really do.
Yes.
I've had one. My husband would be so pissed because if he was sitting here.
Oh, you're talking about somebody else?
Well, no, this is. Very Whoa. Long. This is when I was in third grade.
Like our husbands
right,
listen to our
two,
podcast or anything
two
else we do.
Strong Valentine's Day stories that are pre-fifth grade.
Hold on to your hats. It's about to get real sexy in here.
One time I got a card on my desk and my Valentine's Day box filled with these like raspberry candies. And it said... There was a card and it had like puppies on it. And I loved puppies. And it said, you're.
Hold on. You were pre-fifth grade. It is assumed that you loved puppies. There's not a pre-fifth grader that doesn't love puppies.
All right. Well, now you've just taken the wind out of my sails.
Well,
and
okay,
I thought he
sorry.
Was really knowing
sorry.
Me.
You felt like he had studied you from afar.
Yes.
And,
that's 100%
shit.
What I thought. I thought that was nuance.
He probably did. He probably did. Sorry.
That was a card he gave me a year before. But it said, your secret admirer.
That's big.
My head was spinning. I was like, who could it be that I have never met?
Do you know who it was?
I do. And when I found out, like, he was kind of quiet.
Aww.
And so then I got full weird. I did. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Are we in love? And he was somebody that I didn't, I mean, I knew everybody, but he wasn't like a close friend. Like, you know, just like he was a kid in my class. But then I kept staring at him like weird, like, do I have feelings for you? Like, I was third grader, but he just didn't want to say, he was embarrassed that he like wanted me to be his Valentine. So he just said, it was the nicest thing that's ever happened to me. There you go. Then I got Avon earrings the next year from my boyfriend, Aaron. We had a long-term relationship, third grade to fifth grade. And he got me earrings from Avon that smelled like perfume.
Wow.
And then he wanted to hold my hand and I felt like that was going too far.
It's too
way
too far.
Ran away. But yeah, I kept the earrings. Do you remember Avon? They smelled like perfume.
Yes.
They were plastic red hearts that had like magical perfume in them.
I didn't have
those. What a great idea.
I did have Avon earrings though, because my mom sometimes like when she would like have one of those parties, it would be like
hell
a hostess gift, whatever. She would like
get me Mary Kay party.
Oh, yeah.
Those were fun. Well, you can never buy anything. It was so expensive.
I know. I wish they had Sephora parties now. Oh, my God. You would get me drunk, and I would, like, remortgage my house and buy all this
absolutely
shit.
Absolutely not.
You don't even work for the company, Jen, and you've got a pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
Because you're buying all this stuff.
Lynn and I went in there one time half lit from Laurel Taverns right down the street. Mm-hmm. And so then I took her there because she was visiting, and then we were going to meet you guys out later, and I was like, let's go into Sephora. And then I was like, how much can you spend? Like, it doesn't even, it's not even that big of a bag. And they were just like, burring. Well, you walk in there with a couple drinks in my age group, they're like, okay, we've got a live one in aisle four.
Clearly you're here for the anti-aging serum.
We got her in the anti-aging department, which is four times as expensive as everything else. Let's get her in there.
I did go in after dinner the other night and I came out with a bronzer and a new lipstick. And I know this about, I'm trying to change my consumer ways. I still like to buy shit, but like,
who doesn't?
I had a reckoning specifically about my makeup because I think makeup costs have gotten out of hand.
I would agree with you. I think makeup costs have gone out of hand, and there is this like, I don't get it, but I totally get it when I watch it. Like when I see the, and I really like Michaela, the influencer that we watch on TikTok. I think she's awesome. But these PR kits that she gets that have like 25 lipsticks and 25 concealers. And
of course you can do something with that.
But I think she does such a good job of like giving stuff away. But to me, there's something that I'm like, I want stuff. I want all of that. I want the amount of it. It feels like when she shows her room and she's got like 100 perfumes, I'm like, I want that. So I think it really like lights up consumerism. And then TikTok's like, let's do a TikTok shop, yo.
Okay, so that is a thing. Like perfume, I was going to tell my husband and my kids because A, I'm easy to buy for in that like I love everything.
You're the easiest person to buy for.
But also hard to buy for because if I want something, I usually get it for myself. Like if I will get whatever I want generally. But a thing I don't do that much is perfume because you gave me a perfume and I'm like using it as so sparingly as possible as though it's
which
like
one was that? That's the I
Victor
do like,
Roloff. Am I saying that right? It's flowers. It's pink and it's got the little. That.
Right.
I
bought that.
I wear YSL Libra.
Yeah.
And I wear Chloe.
Yeah.
And because I'm 95 years old, I wear J'adore because my dad used to buy that for
me. It's the best.
They're such like classic scents. But like, I love perfume.
I do too. And that's weird because I look like somebody that probably just wears like Old Spice, but I.
Axe body spray. She smells like chocolate and mint.
I do like perfumes.
Well, Delilah got me perfume for Christmas and I was like, just do this from now on.
Yeah. Like, it's such a good go-to.
It's so fun for me. Like, she got me like five little sample bottles, like picked out different ones, which I love because every time I put it on, I'm like, Delilah.
And it changes with your body chemistry too. And then you're stuck.
But I have got a drawer full of lipstick and I have to stop.
I know. You do have a lot of that.
Yeah.
I have like four.
I bet you I have.
Can you please take a picture of all of them?
I will. I think I probably have 200.
Oh my God. And that is a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
I might not now because I threw a bunch away. If you include like lip liners, lip glosses, and lipsticks,
I currently
200 for sure.
I currently don't have a lip liner. I was wearing a foundation that I bought on accident that is far too dark. And if you look in videos, you're like, yeah, she is wearing like Oompa Loompa makeup.
That's good. Well, some of it's really old.
Like, let's make no mistake. While I don't buy cosmetics as much, I buy shit. I just don't, that's not what I'm buying. Right. I don't like going into Sephora because I tend to not like most of the makeup that I buy. And I'm like, I feel like no matter what, it's across the board sort of a disappointment for me. So then I'm sort of brand loyal, and the brands that I do like, they're expensive. So I wait to buy. I don't just off the cuff buy the one that I want because it's like, it's so expensive that it's stupid.
Of make a foundation?
Either, or well, foundation, they discontinued the one I like from Lancome. So I have to find a new one.
Yeah.
And my skin's different, so I need to find a different kind of foundation. Yeah, I'm really loyal to, like, I really like Tom Ford. He's super expensive. His palettes, but that one palette that I've had, I've literally had for like 4 years.
Yeah.
5 years. It's been on the road. I've like taped it back together when it fell on the.
Yeah.
So
I will keep makeup for way too long too.
But then I'm updating my shit, which is bad. Like,
well, that's what I've been trying to do because I was like, oh, I'm going to look like an old person if I wear like pearly powder eyeshadow.
You never will because you always are changing. You like that stuff too.
So then I did. I was like trying to get the matte stuff, but I don't think it looks good on me because I'm always oily. So it's like my eyes are
matte, but the rest of you is like,
it's just glowing like in a
she's so
like,
much better
sweaty
than me.
Way.
Look at me right now. I'm like I just put on mascara and had no mirror. I think it might've hit my eyebrow. It's fine. My husband's a lucky, lucky man, isn't he, on Valentine's Day?
Well, what do you get for him for Valentine's Day?
Don't worry about it.
Wait, you do favors for Valentine's Day?
No, I mean, I will if I didn't buy anything.
I think both of us would be really happy to, like, have a nice dinner out. I don't know.
On Valentine's Day.
No, the day before, a couple days before, a couple days after. Plus, I don't want to prefix dinner.
I was just thinking about it, as you said it, like, what would I really want? And truthfully, I like the kids can like be in watching a movie, or I can like, I just want to have like a nice meat and cheese plate and with a really nice bottle of wine and just sit and chat and not be annoyed. Like, I want him to just talk about the things I want to talk about and not disagree with me ever for 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Okay, that's really specific. Hold on. I was so on board with meat and cheese and expensive wine.
But, no, because he can be...
But
because
you guys will get in a fight or something?
I mean, we can argue. We got in an argument over... He was being very critical about the way I air drum. And I was like, he was being critical about...
Okay, hold on. I'm going to have to stop you again. We're going to take this off in like tiny bite-sized pieces because... Okay, so... This is where it's at right now is you can't even air drum in his presence without...
I got to air drum into a song that was on the radio, if you will,
okay.
Our Alexa.
I do have to... This is not taking Colin's side. You know I would never do that. You are not a trained drummer, though.
Neither is he, Jen.
Okay, but
Dre's
sometimes...
Dre's dying over here.
I think she does like a hi-hat cymbal situation when there isn't one. I do...
Jen, what? In my brain, I have a hi-hat. He is... criticizing mine and saying that he can't see the weight of the stick in my hands.
Oh,
and then he's got
yes,
his
you
bass.
Can. You're really you can good air
so
drummer.
He he pulls his up and then he's like plays Led Zeppelin and he air drums the whole song 6 minutes. And then I start to play and he's like, you're doing it wrong. And then we argue over air drums
okay,
and the
fine,
night is no
Colin,
longer fun.
You can do like a Led Zeppelin. That's big drums, but can you do something smaller? Can you do like can you do the beginning of In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins, okay? Can you do that? Everybody
would
can do
say
the
yes.
big,
he would
the
say
big
yes.
solo, but can you just do the little
he,
tap, tap?
He would say yes.
That's the easy part. Everybody can do that part. Everybody can do that part.
He wouldn't do the... He would think he could.
Okay, now I understand why you fight. I get it.
So I don't want it to get to that. Like, we'll start talking about shows, and I'm like really into one, and he'll have a little bit of a criticism, and I'm like, see, that's where I don't want to go right now. I just want you to like what I like. Try to act like you want me to have sex with you by the end of this date. If we were on a date, and I know my husband, and he paid for dinner, and he wants to get a little something-something, maybe?
Yeah.
He should be agreeable.
100%. Yeah. My husband... This is really this big argument that's been going on for months in my house. It's not like ongoing. We let it go most days.
Never really let it go. You just pocket it. That's a good thing about marriage. You can be like, I'm going to put this on the shelf behind me.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that later.
Bring it out in 3 years.
I've got 14 months before I bring this one up.
Yeah. Because I think my husband does not know what kind of music I like. I think
husband's choice of music is
sad. He likes sad songs.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
I can appreciate U2 and I can appreciate Depeche Mode and I can appreciate all that genre, yeah. But it's not like my go-to. It's yeah. not, I don't think it's yours either.
U2 is yeah. not. I do, there are some U2 songs that I love.
We all have those. That's yeah. why they're like global yeah. phenomena, right?
But like, deep cuts. I'm not. And then also like predating that, like he's 8 years older than me.
Yeah.
So he has these like nostalgic childhood songs that I've never heard.
I agree with you.
And like he plays them and like his friends play them or his sister plays them. And I'm like, oh, I don't, this doesn't
it's like
get
the
me.
Three people that liked it and that guy like couldn't even.
And then like I always joke about, not even joke, like there was a time in my life where I loved like heavy metal, hard rock music. Yeah. And I think everyone did. But then also I went on to like a hardcore R&B
totally.
And I'm from the Midwest. So
yeah,
then it went
Gen
a little
Xer.
Bit country.
Yeah.
And then like my dad was a huge music aficionado. So like I love everything.
It's true. You're a good like DJ. You can find songs like for the
Tell
moment.
Tell me what you like.
Or
and
you
can
read
find
the room and you're like, I know what music we need here.
Yes.
Brit can
he
quickly change the tone.
He does not think that though. He thinks I am the worst DJ ever and that he is the
I've
best.
I've been with you guys for a long time.
I'm telling you, we have had kids' parties where I've been like, are you hearing this song about suicide that's on right now? Would you play something more upbeat for God's sake?
Yes, yeah. It is. It's very specific. And I remember at Christmas one year, we all took a turn to play DJ mm-hmm. around the table. And like everybody had like a song and everyone was like, yeah, oh my gosh.
Sweet
I remember
Home
that.
Alabama.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my gosh, I remember being like a sophomore and this song came out.
Pleaser.
And yeah. then it got to Brit and it was like, and we were like,
here's a Tom Waits song nobody's heard before. But I like it because it references a town near where I grew up.
It's so true. And then he's like this.
Yeah. And here's the thing. He would be like, he would say that he had such great taste in music and that mine's like really crappy. And I like,
that's not
I will
true.
Tell you, I'll tell you.
You've done all of our playlists for all of our shows. You pick music for all of the like intermission when we did intermissions. Like you know, and you get pissed at theaters when they like
have
predictive
yes.
music for us where they're like just a bunch of ladies. They're like, get
I will
Shania Twain, oh we love God. You, but no.
I will tell you, I was on this like a girl's birthday party
yeah.
where we're in a limo several months ago. And I could not have fucking predicted the playlist that would please that crowd.
Right.
Okay, we're in this limo and it was one of those like crazy like SUV with where it didn't have a stripper pole, but it had the lights that go crazy every
yeah.
It
hilarious.
Smelled like it had had strippers in there
a lot.
Like it was
like baby powder.
So the guy that was running it was like, here, take this cord. You can plug it into your phone and you can DJ yeah. or whatever. So whoever was first in charge of DJ played the song, I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Four times, just looping again and again until I was like, hold on. Can I request something else? Like the first time you hear it, you're like, oh, okay, no, that's a little guilty pleasure. But the
breaker,
fourth time,
you're like, I'm going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You're just like, you know. I think the party started.
Music
Let's move
can
on to another
irritate
song.
Me if I don't like it. It's you know, so in.
Can But yeah. can I tell you the song?
Yes,
that,
please.
That, I'm going to tell you two songs that brought down the house.
Sure.
What I don't know what it's called, but 99 Problems, but a Bitch Ain't One. Brought Down the House
okay.
wasn't even my pick. Not
yeah.
I was very happy to have it. But the one that everybody danced to, and I would never have picked this. I would never have predicted this. I think we need to add this to our playlist is Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
It lights me up.
Oh my God.
It lights me up.
It was insane the way that brought joy to that limo.
It's Whitney. It hits us. You can't not be affected by that. Also,
such shock.
I'll back up to that.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The other day, I actually posted about it because our dishwasher broke, and I was like, I am going to lose my mind. And I was like, I'm just going to do 100 dishes and listen to my music and hypnotize. Is it Biggie Smalls? No,
yes, B.I.G.,
Notorious B.I.G.
Yep. That opening.
And that song, ouch. I was in a bad fucking mood. Mm-hmm. And it was like my hips were moving without my...
You can't
I was
control
like,
it.
Can't control it. And then I was like, the video does not do me justice in my dance moves because I had to... Because, you know, like they copyright if they pick up music So then I had to try to match the two and it was slightly off. And I was like, just let everybody think I don't have beat. Now I regret it.
Oh.
But that song, like, I think like... You get into that like deep R&B rap hip hop from the like late 80s, early 90s. It like it.
Oh God!
It does something. If and same with 90s country. I think we.
I'm on a country kick.
I can party with country, and I think country is sexy in the right. It has to be the right genre of country. Well, 2000s country.
That's what I was going
to
say.
So Garth, like, he did it right. Merle Haggard, okay. Go back to Merle.
This is another time where I'm going to be really old. Like we were talking about my neighbor loves Chris Stapleton and I'm like, yeah, but that's not country. That's not like.
I do love Chris Stapleton.
You do?
I do. I can, here's what I'll say about him.
What about like Jelly Roll?
I love Chris Stapleton's voice. Yeah, I just feel like he could sing anything and it's gravelly and it's unique. Jelly Roll, fine. It's all pop to me.
That's what I was going to say is I do like Jelly Roll, but I don't feel like he's country.
No, I
feel
I think like Brooks and Dunn is country.
Yeah.
And I think Garth Brooks is country. And I think they're I feel like it's the this Alan new, Jackson like, and like all the ones where I remember we would go to country bars and like country dance and you'd get sweaty and it was fun. And like, yes, maybe you did a line dance because it's so fun because choreo is cool. And that was, it brought joy. And like, so if that's all mixed in, that's really good. But I've noticed like, I don't know if it's just because he frustrates me, but my husband is into like Led Zeppelin in doses is fine. And I love Led Zeppelin, but my husband, I think I was treading on maybe I married the wrong woman territory when I was like, God, how many Zeppelin songs can you listen to in a row before it starts to just sound like noise? And he was like,
listen, let's just go over the bands that women can only take in small doses. I love Zeppelin.
Zeppelin?
I used to be able to play Stairway to Heaven on the guitar. Which is what you learn.
I can listen to Stairway to Heaven. I don't need 100 albums. I love Zeppelin, but not
the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't need Led Zeppelin. I don't need Styx.
Styx can go. Sorry.
What's kind of any super group, okay? I mean, the Eagles I'm okay with, but like, what's the one that starts with
the Eagles live?
Oh, Rush? Fuck no.
Rush, no.
I've threatened divorce over the band Rush
no.
before.
Green Day?
I'm not doing it. Green Day.
You know—
I can get on board more with Green Day, but that like heavy, like
I agree
hard rock stadium sound of like early 80s, late 70s. I don't want it. I don't need
it. Wait, say like Styx or Rush?
Styx, totally. Both of those bands.
I don't like heavy metal. I can do a little bit of Metallica, but like you get into like Megadeth and I remember thinking it was like noise when I was in the day. You know, I was like,
yeah.
But
that one's like more like thrash.
Thrash,
call it almost.
Heavy metal. Yeah. But oh my God, you want to go. I want the ballad to come back,
Whitesnake
and all, Cinderella and all those.
Thank you.
And I miss long hair.
I know. See, that's the stuff my husband's like. He's like, you,
Bon Jovi?
That's such bad music. It's all B-sides. And I'm like, but when we were like in my glory days, it wasn't. It was all that anybody was listening to at the time.
Yeah, because there was that big transition between that and like grunge. Like, do you remember when, like, Pearl Jam and Nirvana? First of all, I remember Nirvana, like, blew my brain. Like, I was like, what is happening? I'll never forget. My parents went out of town. First time they ever left me home alone with the house. And I fully lied and said I had a solo in choir, but I was just choir president and I did not have a solo. So I didn't really need to be at the performance, but I did go anyway. But my parents were out of town. So they went out to Denver for a full weekend. So everybody knew my house was open Friday night and Saturday night. And Friday night, I had people over and we sat in the our like sunroom and my parents had a really, really nice stereo. And my friend Colby, rest in peace, brought over Nirvana and put it in and we all just sat there and it was like we were like transformed. We were like, what? Like all of a sudden I was like, I must go get my dad's flannel and where do I buy Doc Martens? And it was so awesome. But there was that combination of like hair bands were still in.
Yeah.
And Nirvana was starting to take like grunge and then just rip me apart with Alanis Morissette. Jagged Little Pill. Forget it. Yeah. But that was a little, college.
Yeah.
It was like the sophomore, freshman in college years for me were big music.
I just saw this thing and this is going to make some people go, who or that old? But Under the Pink is 30 years old right now. Tori Amos.
Tori and I were not best friends. And same with them.
I totally remember you. Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, I was like, everything's sad. All these women are crying.
Okay, because Jenny Long and I went to that concert together and hold hands because she had just been through a breakup. And I was like, are we lesbians?
They would have been like, she's got to get out of here. You got to get her out of here. Because I would have been, I think I am a lesbian. Can we all go dance? Do you guys want to go?
Oh, trust me. I would have dabbled. There's no 100% question whatsoever.
At that concert or Annie DeFranco where it's angry lesbians.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I know. Yes.
I was recently in the car with my daughter and Alanis Morissette came on. And I'm very much right now like a receptor for anything that makes me remember what it was like to feel younger.
Yeah.
I am open. I'm like a vessel right now.
Yeah.
So one of her songs came on and it wasn't the Go Down to the Theater one. It was like, what's the other one that's like
Go Down to the Theater?
I knew I could blast it and it was fine. And Eleanor's in the driver's seat or the passenger seat and I'm jamming out and I'm like, Eleanor, you don't understand. This music like changed me when I heard it.
Yeah.
And I was like having this moment. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, the words are really easy. You can sing along. And cut to, I look at her and she looks like she is smelling like somebody farted. She's like this.
Oh, that hurts. No.
And I'm like,
A2 Brute.
No.
I know eventually she's going to act like it's cool again, but I mean, that stuff is like, but in a way that's—
give me a break. We were there.
But that's sort of like my mom being like, let's put on a Platters album and listen to that when I was that age.
My parents did listen to good music, 70s rock. Like it was really fun. It was like post-Vietnam. So they would bring that. And then my dad was always like, it was always like it would kick memories into gear. Like, oh, I remember I was in basic training or yes. I met you and this song was playing and then you get weird. And music was important and romantic. I'd rather go listen to live music on Valentine's Day.
Okay, tell me what music is romantic to you then. Because I was just thinking what would be really, I ordered on eBay the Taylor Swift Midnights album, the LP, the record.
Yeah. Yeah.
The vinyl version. And it's
Do you think
purple.
That's sexy music?
I don't know, but I love the idea of like him and I just staying awake listening to a record player and like having wine and stuff.
That record would have 13 songs on it and we would all be out by halfway through the first song. It just, we'd wake up to. I had many a fun makeout session. This is pre-marriage to Coldplay. I remember being like,
Coldplay.
Oh my God. Ugh. Yes. I saw them at the Hollywood Bowl. They're so sexy. They're so good.
Yeah.
No offense to my husband.
Was married to the.
Yeah. I think that's when I was like, I'm going to make out with anybody that will have me during this.
Gets me one step closer to Gwyneth.
Yes.
Listening to this music and making out while.
Those were good
days.
Really?
That's romantic music for you.
It was romantic to me then. Now, romantic music is stuff that I know my husband will want to dance to. So like Motown. Stuff like that.
That's adorable.
Then his shoulders get going. He's a high shoulder dancer.
Then he's like, he wants to dance.
And then he says that I tend to want to dance by myself.
I think you both do. I've seen you guys dance. You're both good dancers, but who's leading? Who's following?
I know it quickly becomes into this challenge.
It's a dance fight. What you guys do is dance fight.
Then we end
fight.
Up banging.
Yeah.
It's great. That's what I want.
That's your romance.
Music and a fun like meat cheese board and a really great drink, whether it be a martini or a red wine, something like, and just like be somewhere we can just be loose. Like that's fun.
Oh my God.
Record player. We have a record player and I love that.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like I'm going to make my husband a mixtape for Valentine's Day this year.
What are you going to play it on?
I'm going to make a playlist, but call it a mixtape. I'm going to make it on Apple. Right? No? Is that a dumb idea?
No, it's cute.
Because
your playlist would be very good. He's going to give you his playlist and you're not going to be happy.
No.
It's going to be like deep cut.
He listens to this channel on SiriusXM called The Bridge and he even admits that he calls it The Bridge Between
Gordon
Life and
Lightfoot.
Death. Totally.
Yeah.
Which I do love.
I like Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah. But we'll meet in the middle with that. But I'm like,
Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot is one of Britt's top. That's an okay choice.
I can only listen to Southern Cross so many times before I just want to go home and go to bed.
I do love what music does to us, though, because that was one of my favorite nights when we were trying to figure out music for the tour. Is we just decided, like, because we were on the road and we needed to make a playlist because the venues were just playing music and we were like,
no.
Right?
Yes, yeah. We were like, we did not want that. Doing this,
like, not every song has to be, you're like underestimating what Whitman want to listen to. Every song was geared towards, like, man, I feel like a woman. Girls, oh just my wanna God. Have
yes.
fun.
Yes, play a little I Wanna Dance with Somebody, but then play 99 Problems.
Correct. Like surprise me.
Yeah.
And so we were like, all right, we got to come up with a playlist. So you guys keep the kids in a hotel room. Jen and I are going to go to this other hotel room. And then we just like sprawled out and had a bottle of wine and like
listened to
hair upside down on a chair, like listening to music. It was so fun.
Painting each other's toenails.
Yeah.
We weren't, but kind of.
You painted my fingernails.
But then also we will do that sometimes. Like remember that night we're like in some like sad, like Homewood Suites or something like that.
Yep.
And I had that speaker and we were just like blaring music, drunk and screaming in the middle of the hotel. Listen to that song now. And Chris had my hair extensions clipped in her hair.
I got really hungry and the guy at the front desk wouldn't let me get into the cooler. And I was like,
you need to go to your room, ma'am.
I was wearing Jen's blonde hair extensions. And I was like, I just want an ice cream bar. And he's like, I'm sorry, it's closed. I'm like,
let's go down and ask somebody for cigarettes. That's what you want. That's what you want. You want
so
music because it makes you feel like young and saucy again.
It's so
right?
good. All I want is to go. I want there to be a club. We've been saying this forever, where it starts at 5 before the youngins come in.
Yeah.
5 to 7. Let me dance. Let me dance ugly. Let me get sweaty. Yep. I'll buy so much stuff.
Yeah.
We'll keep your doors open and then close it down. Do whatever you need to do. Open it again at 7 or at 9 or when the unreasonable
hour. What
are
they going to need to do after you leave?
Well, I don't know. They got to get all the old people out to get the young people in. There can't be a crossover.
Bring the shuttles.
Yeah,
let's
bring the shuttles.
Take them back to their home.
We will all Uber. We'll pay for it. We're going to drink the good stuff, and we're going to make your bar so much money. Do a, like, 35 and over dance night for parents from 5 to 8.
Yeah.
On a Friday or Saturday, better yet a Wednesday.
Just play the shit I like.
Play the shit out of music. And don't patronize me, young DJ, or get your dad to come.
Do you know how many DJs I'm almost fought?
Yeah, like the ones at my wedding. They were awful.
In Nebraska, I won't say whose this wedding this was, but I know that they remember it. They had to have their dad come over and tell me to leave the DJ alone because the DJ was told to not play R&B, and I was like, then I don't know what we're supposed to fucking dance to.
Yeah, how dare you?
I was like,
crack this shit open.
I'm out of here.
That's the first thing on the track.
Oh my, even just
it gets everybody out of their chair. They can't stop themselves.
A little YMCA or something? Just like, is
that has to be on the playlist.
I'm sorry, at a wedding?
I know, our wedding, it was funny. Colin and I, he was so easy to get married to. We're both easy to get married to. We were like, because the wedding was, we're both like, we could have just gone to the courthouse. Probably would have been easier since it was Prego. But we were like, okay, you pick, he goes, you pick the photographer and I'll pick the DJ. I was like, great. Divide and conquer. The things we both disliked the most at our wedding was the photography and the DJ.
Oh.
Equal footing. We were like, neither one of us did great.
Yeah.
All of our pictures look like we're trying to be like models. And it's like holding my bouquet, like trying to hide my stomach. It's very dumb.
I have this idea though.
What?
So what about for Valentine's Day, if the gifts that we get for our husbands, I've been dying to get Kristen to go to this band that does all yacht rock.
Yacht rock.
Right?
That would be so fun. If there was a Valentine's Day
music.
Yacht rock.
I think it's, maybe we get the tickets and then we like.
Yeah, then we go on another
it,
night.
Like later.
That would
be
so fun. That's a great idea.
That They would
they
love
would have
that.
So much fun.
That would just be stupid.
That
we
would be
like
so
dance
fun.
And you can like slow dance and all this stuff too. That'd be so fun.
Well, is that like, what's yacht rock? What's the like genre? I know that they're so
like
popular.
Journey, Air Supply.
Done.
Like Lionel Richie.
I just heard a Lionel Richie song yesterday that I forgot how much
one?
I loved. Now I can't remember it. I was literally like unloading.
See you.
Nope. Do another one. It's like
dancing on the ceiling.
Yeah.
That's the wrong key.
In that vibe. Like it was definitely like, I was like tootling about
Siesta
and I was like
forever.
No, it was the one before.
Oh.
Because I was like, Alexa, what song is this? And they were like, Lionel Richie. I'm like, of course.
What one is it? I forget. A dance song?
I think it might have been the one you were just singing. Just different.
Just better? It was just Lionel. I know. It was not in my language.
I love music.
I know.
Okay, fine. So Valentine's Day, if it's as a music contingent, I would be on board.
We're going to go see Yacht Rock for Valentine's Day.
That sounds fun. Let's do that.
100%.
I'm going to do mom box.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is my mom box. This is what I love about our collective group of ladies that follow us and that we get to interact with, because it makes me so happy. Jen posted on our stories that there is a freezer at Costco right now. It looks like a regular refrigerator, but it's just an upright freezer.
It's more narrow, it's a little bit shorter, and it's just for freezing items, and it has built-in organizational drawers to it.
You're burying the lead. The fact that she was like, should I get this? Does anyone have it? And hundreds of you came out of the woodwork, like, yes, I have it in my garage. I love it. We have it in our school. Big fan. All these women like, you know what I like? I do this. I put this side on there. And it's just lovely because you know what? That shit matters to us.
It absolutely does. And a couple of you pointed out the same negative review that it got because it freezes over. Which I think they can, depending on like, maybe if you have it turned to the wrong temperature. That's what I'm hoping. Because listen, my husband was like, hey, I have this gift card from my birthday, which was literally 6 months ago. He never, like, typical dude.
Costco gift card? That's like money burning in your pocket.
It's like an Amex card or gift card or something that his dad sent him for his birthday for $300. And so this fridge is $300.
That big ass fridge.
And so my husband sent it to me, not thinking about his gift card or whatever. I was like, well, let's just put it on Amazon because, you know, we'll eventually go through it or whatever. But he sent me this fridge going, oh, this looks like something you would love. And I'm looking at it and I sent it. I
put it on stories.
I go, yeah, I want to get it. He was like, do you really? And I was like, hold on, let me put it on stories and see if anybody has it.
And the women, you guys, came alive. And it's the best fridge
ever. Like, everybody loves this
freezer.
It's
delightful. Because isn't it nice to just have a conversation about something lighthearted, like a deep freeze, and you feel empowered to do
so? Okay, so it doesn't fit the big size Costco pizzas, which is okay. My fridge now does not. But I have a breakdown, you guys. I can tell you everything that this fits and what it does not fit. But it's like
more excited about this.
So keeps you organized.
Look at how we talked about Valentine's Day, and now we talk about an upright freezer. I think it's on us.
You guys, I'm going to hump this chair.
You're going to hump your husband to get that fridge.
Listen, they had the thing that he sent me. It was $50 off, and they're $299 at Costco. So $250. So it's like covered by that gift card.
That's a no-brainer.
But now, and so now he's doing the husband thing. He's like, well, where are we going to put it? And I'm like, don't think rationally, just think phone. Fucking buy it. Put it in the garage.
Yeah, that's Jen's answer to everything. Put it in the garage. Don't go in there.
I'm going to take you in there because I really,
you organize it.
Yeah, you're pretty organized.
You do stuff.
Yeah.
You always,
I can make a spot for that fridge and it's going to be.
We love having a double fridge or another fridge in the garage, but that's just the Midwesterner in me.
I need one. We have so many bags of chicken nuggets and shit like that.
You guys just have the one fridge right now?
Yes.
Oh gosh, no. You got to have two fridges.
I got this wine fridge out here.
That's beautiful and for wine. Don't go shoving chicken breasts in there.
Here's what I do. I take some of the drawers out and then I turn the temperature way down off wine setting. And then you can use it as a fridge for like Thanksgiving or when you have like
that freezer, you'll be fine.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you. So when we are done here, can you please tell my husband to buy me that fridge and I'll bang him on
Valentine's Day? Then I'll say, just don't listen to Styx while you do it.
Thank God.
If you want her to be into it. Here's the playlist. Yes, look how we help each other. Look.
You're welcome, gentlemen.
And I won't air drum. And everybody will get along.
I love you air drumming, though.
I know.
Don't ever
stop. I know you think it's hilarious.
Did we just podcast?
I think we podcasted.